This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls newly elected House of Representatives members to claim prime ministerial post within 7 days. Nepali Congress decides to form new government under its leadership. European Union reaches deal on major carbon market reform. And Argentina wins the FIFA World Cup 2022, defeating France in the penalty shootout. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has called the newly elected members of the House of Representatives to claim prime ministerial post, securing the majority of votes with the support of two or more parties. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president said the president had given a week-long period, that is, till the 26th of December, for the House of Representatives to submit their claim for the prime ministerial post. They need to make the claim before 5 p.m. on the 26th of December. The president called for the prime ministerial claim as per the constitutional provision after no single political party was able to gain a clear majority in the parliament. The Nepali Congress has decided to form a new government under its own leadership. Nepali Congress's spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, said the party's Central Execution Committee meeting held at the party's central office in Sanepa yesterday decided to form a new government under its leadership. The meeting also formed a committee for holding a parliamentary party election and have talks with other political parties for the new government formation. Spokesperson Mahat shared that the post-election scenario was also reviewed while deliberating on the party's performance in the November 20th parliamentary elections. The CPN Maoist Centre has decided to engage in the process of new government formation only after the newly elected House of Representatives members take the oath. Talking to media persons after the party's office bearers meeting yesterday, CPN Maoist Centre leader and finance minister Jonathan Sharma said it would be better to discuss the matter of the new government formation after the parliamentarians take the oath. Minister Sharma further stated that yesterday's meeting held just an informal discussion regarding the new government's formation. The Election Commission has presented certificates to the newly elected lawmakers elected to the House of Representatives through the proportional representation system. Chief Election Officer of the Proportional Representation Election System and Election Commission Secretary Gokarnamani Duwari handed the certificates to the lawmakers amid a program held at the Election Commission yesterday. 110 lawmakers were elected to the House of Representatives under the proportional representation system of the election. Prime Minister Shabadadewa has said the government is seeking long-term solutions to the problem of shortage of drinking water in the Kathmandu Valley. Unveiling a life-size statue of late former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress leader Krishna Prasad Bhattrai in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the dream of leader Bhattrai was realized after the residents of Kathmandu Valley got the water from the Melamji Water Project. The statue has been set up on the premises of the water processing center of the project at Sundarijal in Kathmandu. Leader Bhattrai envisioned the project some 30 years ago when he was elected Prime Minister of the Interim Council of Ministers formed after the People's Movement in 1990. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Kanta Rizal as Nepal's resident ambassador to Israel and also the non-resident ambassador to Cyprus. The office of the president in a statement confirmed the appointment of Rizal to the posts. The Nagdhunga tunnel construction is likely to miss the deadline. According to the project, the COVID-19 pandemic and the challenges to go for land ownership had their implications on its progress, and the remaining 6 months seem to be insufficient to meet the target. Project's deputy director, Madhav Prasad Adhikari, said the project was likely to be delayed by some months. The project's deadline is ending on coming mid-August. Works were irregular in the past 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. As Deputy Director Adhikari said, the work progress of the project was above 70%, however. National Human Rights Commission, NHRC Chairman Tapa Bahadur Magar has said that the people at the grassroots should be guaranteed with their human rights. On the occasion of the 10th Nepal Human Rights International Film Competition 2022 in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Magar also argued that human rights education should be delivered to the members of the marginalized communities. The Nepal Human Rights International Film Competition is being organized in order to promote the social justice and human rights perspectives. The competition will end on December 21st. Acting Chief Justice Harikrishna Karki has said that time has come to manage a separate curriculum to appoint judges. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 32nd anniversary of the Judicial Council yesterday, Acting Chief Justice Karki underscored the need of a separate curriculum to appoint judges even by amending laws. He reminded that the Judicial Council was taking action and making concrete a recommendation for the action on the judges being based on evidences. He admitted that it was difficult to clear backlog of cases due to inadequacy of judges at Supreme Court and High Courts. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates. European Union member states and parliamentarians yesterday announced an agreement for a major reform to the bloc's carbon market, the central plank of its ambitions to reduce emissions and invest in climate-friendly technologies. According to a European Parliament statement, the deal aims to accelerate emissions cuts, phase out free allowances to industries, and target fuel emissions from the building and road transport sectors. The European Union emissions trading system allows electricity producers and industries with high energy demands, such as steel and cement, to purchase free allowances to cover their carbon emissions under a polluter pays principle. The quotas are designed to decrease over time to encourage them to emit less and invest in greener technologies as part of the European Union's ultimate aim of achieving carbon neutrality. At least 9 Iraqi federal police officers have been killed in northern Iraq. The BBC said the attack took place near the oil-rich city of Kirkuk, about 293 kilometers from the capital Baghdad, on Sunday. No group has said it was behind the killings, but officials blame the Islamic State group. Now, sports football. Argentina has won its third FIFA World Cup after winning the final match against defending champion France in the penalty shootout. In the final match of the FIFA World Cup 2022 played in Lusail Stadium in Lusail, Qatar, Argentina defeated France in the tiebreakers after both the team played 3-goal each draw in the regulation time plus the additional time. Argentina's star player Lionel Messi scored 2 goals for the team, while left winger Angel Di Maria scored a goal for Argentina. Kylian Mbappe for France scored a World Cup final hat-trick. Argentina had last won the World Cup in 1986 under star player Diego Maradona. Messi won the Golden Ball, which is the best player, Mbappe won the Golden Boot, which is the highest scorer, and Argentina's goalkeeper, Emiliano Martinez, won the Golden Glove, which is for the best goalkeeper. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the eastern and central high mountainous regions. Well, with this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls newly elected House of Representatives members to claim prime ministerial post within 7 days. Nepali Congress decides to form new government under its leadership. European Union reaches deal on major carbon market reform, and Argentina wins the FIFA World Cup 2022, defeating France in the penalty shootout. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, online, radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.